Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P. Big shout out to Makita Story with Punk Rock Love.
Look her up, Grammy Award winning at 22 years old. She's doing the damn thing. So tonight we're going to be talking about healing and, you know, just the whole holistic life, which I am a total fan of. And if you're not a person that's in tune with holistic healing, then you will be tonight, because our special guest, Miss Katie, will be on in like 2.5 seconds, and she will be just letting us know about the benefits and how she got started. So I'm definitely excited to get in tune with Miss Katie tonight. It's an honor that she decided to come onto the show and share some of her life experiences with us. Katie is practicing the energy of healing, the laws of attraction, and the power of the now. And to me, just saying that sentence alone is very powerful. So for two years ago, she launched into, you know, the healing practice, and she actually, you know, has a business called Live Your Soul Now, and she began sharing her gifts with the world. So tonight she's on the InTune show, getting you in tuned with the many benefits of healing energy. So let's bring her on without further ado. Miss Katie, how you doing tonight?
Hi, how are you? It's so nice to talk with you.
Yes, it's definitely nice to talk to you, because it just is, you know, just being a person that's really into health, you know, I should be doing better, but I'm always, like, especially excited to talk to people that are giving out the message of healing through energy. So thank you for coming on the InTune show tonight.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Definitely. So for people that aren't familiar with Miss Katie, including myself, we're going to take it back to, like, the beginning, like, you know, childhood and things of that nature, and then we'll speed it up a little bit. So tell us a little bit about yourself as a child.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I'm a big believer in the fact that, you know, the way we are as children is a very great indicator of the person that we are born to be and meant to be, and we kind of get lost along the way. So I was, as a kid, I mean, I was a ham for one thing. I loved attention, but I was, you know, I loved to make people laugh. I loved, you know, I loved animals. I loved playing. I loved, you know, nature. And, you know, I was just a really, really, my mom always said I was like a really, really happy kid with big smiles. And, you know, I just love to have a good time. I was a very happy kid.
So growing up, is like healing one of the things that you thought you would be doing?
No, absolutely not. Looking back, as a younger child, I'm not surprised that I'm doing what I'm doing now, because as a kid, I was always really fascinated by stories that had healing. I was very fascinated by angels, and you know, I collected crystals as a kid, which is something that, looking back on, makes sense to me now. But you know, my middle years were kind of clouded by, you know, we all have to grow up, you know, and we go through a lot of experiences. So, you know, I started out that way as a young child, and then I went through life and I experienced stuff and kind of found my way back. But not until my late 20s did I come full circle to where I am now, where I'm – sorry, I have a dog as well, and sometimes he'll speak up and say, yes, that's true. But I haven't –
I love it.
I hadn't in the middle years, there were hints of it, but it wasn't as evident as it is now. But as a young child, a lot of times, you know, you really do get a taste of who you are, and then it kind of gets lost. So as a young child, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But as a teenager, I mean, we're all, you know, being a teenager is hard. That's when you learn stuff. So, you know, as a teenager, I definitely was not.
Okay,
as involved
awesome.
In healing.
Awesome. Now, my thing is this, and my belief, I think that people that, like yourself, that are holistic healers, in some regard, I feel like, you know, you're born with that. You're born with that, because it's not like everyone is walking around like, hey, you know, do this, and my hands will do this, and this technique will do this and that. So I'm going into that to say that, you know, did you ever feel like, as you started to, like, generate this energy and come full circle with everything, that this is what I was born to do?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, as a young child, it was always something that was present. And even, you know, I believe that we all, obviously, you know, we all have gifts. Everybody on this planet is born with, you know, the ability to bring certain things to the world. And, you know, we're all healers in our own way in every single mm-hmm. thing that we do, you know. So, you know, people that are athletes, people that are writers, people that are in business, we're all doing positive things that are helping, you know, that are helping the world. And we all interact with one another every day. So, you know, we're all always helping. But, yeah, I mean, I was always kind of a different sort of kid, you know, and growing up, there was a sense of uniqueness that maybe I didn't recognize, but other people recognized, mm-hmm. you know, and as I got older, people were like, well, you were always like that. You know, you always made me smile, or you always had that energy about you. And I didn't necessarily recognize it till I got older, but I think other people always knew that it was there.
Absolutely. No, it makes a lot of sense. So I know this may sound redundant, but what inspired you to just go full speed ahead with, you know, holistic healing and energy?
Right. I had some, like we all do, I had a lot of experiences, difficulties. I had some difficult relationships. I had some abuse. I had a lot of body issues, like eating disorder at one point growing up. And I found that my life was not that happy. I mean, I had a good life. I had a great job. I, you know, I had a great apartment. I had a great family. You know, I was in a relationship. It just wasn't fulfilling me the way that I wanted it to. And I knew that there had to be a better way out there to do everything that I was doing in a happier way. You know, I just felt like this there was like a heavy burden all the time of like sadness, and just like I always felt like, well, nothing's working out, and you know, this happened and that happened. And so after a lot of those sort of experiences compiled themselves, I ended up actually the major turning point was I actually got hit by a taxi in New York. I got hit by a car, and I wasn't hurt at all. But I felt like after that, I thought, you know what, I really believe that there's got to be a better way to do this. And so then I started to seek out the learning and the healing. And, you know, I experienced it first before I started practicing it. I went through my own process of going to other practitioners and seeing that it really, really helped me and changed my life. And that's when I went, you know what, this stuff is real, and it actually can bring you a newer way to be in you know, in a more positive way. So through my own experiences, I was led, you know, to try it first, because I always feel like before you sell it, you know, and before you buy it, you have to try it. And so I tried it, and it was amazing how different everything was after. So then I thought, you know what, I really do want to, I want to explore this, I want to learn it, and, you know, and then bit by bit, I learned all of this amazing stuff.
Absolutely. So for people that are getting in tune with this word for the first time, you know, and I don't want to mash it up because I always do, so is Reiki, Reiki?
Reiki, yeah.
Reiki. Reiki. Okay.
Uh-huh. So what is Reiki?
Uh-huh.
it's an ancient, a very ancient Japanese healing technique that's basically just energy transferred through your hands, and it can it balances energy. It, you know, we have seven chakras in our bodies, which are the energy, basically the energy points within our body, and there's seven of them. And when they get out of alignment, that's when things kind of start to get a little funky for us, whether it's emotional or physical or mental, whatever it is, something's out of alignment. And so Reiki can balance that. And it's just through energy. It's very simple. You know, you're not even really touching the person, but it's very, very, very ancient and has been passed through many generations of people now. And a lot of people do it. A lot of people are familiar with it. And it's kind of like the simplest form of this sort of energy healing out there. There's so many modalities, and they all work. They're all wonderful. There's just one of them, and it's the first one that I learned.
Mm-hmm. So what does it feel like, the energy?
You know, it feels like different things for different people, depending on what they experience. For me, I know that when I first learned it, once you, it's very, very easy to learn as well. Like, anybody can learn it. We all have the ability to do it. I'm not special. Anybody on this planet that wants to do it, if you go to a teacher, they can teach you and they can activate it for you. It's like a life force thing that we all share. But when I first learned it and I was practicing on myself, I described it as oven mitts, like warm oven mitts, just like mm-hmm. really comforting, like a warm blanket, because there's heat usually involved. The practitioner's hands will often be warm. They'll be like a warm sensation. So that's what it felt like to me, was like that I was being wrapped in a warm blanket, or like warm oven mitts. It was just like this comforting, cozy feeling.
Right.
If that helps.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Like, you're going to feel like a warm energy.
Because mm-hmm.
I was always curious about that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the person that's, you know, receiving the treatment. It depends on what they need. It depends on what's going on. You know, some people feel very peaceful. Some people feel emotional. If there's some, you know, if there's an issue that's going on that's an emotional one and they're upset, you know, they might feel a tremendous release. You know, it's specific for each person experiencing whatever they're experiencing. So, you know, it can be really anything. But most people, they always say, like, wow, that was, like, I've never felt so, like, warm and comfortable and, like, at peace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So can you use, like, any other methods of healing along with Reiki?
Oh, totally. You can do – healing is, like, a universal – that's what's so wonderful about it, is it's universal and it's accessible to anyone and everyone. So what's so awesome about it is that you can do it however you want. There's no rules to any of this kind of work. So you can do Reiki. You can also do acupuncture, and that's a form of healing. You can do something called Rolfing, which is like working with the tissue of the body, deep sort of like deep tissue work.
Mm-hmm.
That also, in a way, is healing, because the body carries, can experience trauma and carry emotional experience. So if you're, you know, you can do something like that along with it. You can do, you know, you can go to a therapist. You can do, you know, you can do whatever it is that makes you feel good, which is so great about it, is it's not specific.
Now, I know that you studied a few more things, so you want to share with everybody, you know, in addition of, this is how, like, bright she is, and I'm amazed, because, see, I have no, like, energy to keep so much in my mind, and Katie is just, like, so awesome, because she has a lot of things that she does as far as, like, yoga, and what are some of the other things that you do?
Well, I've studied, I mean, those things I'm obviously not an expert in by any means. I've studied yoga before. I've studied polarity, which is another form of energy work that also works with the poles of the body, so like north, south, east, west, balancing energy. I've studied Alexander technique, which is a very specific way of moving the body and finding freedom within the body. I've studied a little bit with crystal therapy, so I know like a little bit about it. I have to use a book,
mm-hmm.
but I've studied that and a little bit of dream analysis, you know, like little bits and pieces of other things that I use to kind of augment what I'm doing, just because, you know, like I said, everybody's different, so different things speak to different people. But I, you know, I started as an actress, and so I studied in college, obviously, you know, in order to be a great performer, I think it's great to know how to use the body and work, you know, how the body works. So a lot of this I studied in college. I just happened to, you know, come in contact with it as a student. And so that's where a lot of my previous knowledge came from. And so it has helped a lot just to have done it, you know, little bits here and there.
And that's a good point. And I've never thought about that, which you just stated in terms of just, you know, practicing and studying it in school in terms of your career as an actress, being able to just know your body or, you know, how to go along with the character. I mean, I've never heard anyone say this.
Yeah.
And that's kind
of
intriguing.
Actually, yeah, it's amazing because, I think it applies to everybody. I don't think it just applies to actors. I mean, it applies to people in business meetings. You know, if you learn how to be comfortable in your body, you're going to communicate differently to your clients than someone who's nervous. You know, in neurolinguistics, it's called developing a good rapport, which is just basically communicating in a comfortable way. And that, you know, that is partly comes from, you know, the way you are in your body. Your body's so important. It communicates so much stuff. So it helps, obviously, an actor, definitely. But it really helps, you know, when you think about it, if you meet a salesman and he's trying to sell you something and his, like, shoulders are up to his nose and he's all, like, bunched up and uncomfortable, you're not going to feel comfortable, you know. But if he's at ease, you're like, oh, I'm so comfortable with this person. So it's helpful in so many different ways.
Absolutely. So can one lose the energy? Is that possible?
Can you lose it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, what happens is, I mean, obviously you're always, if you're alive, you have energy in you. But what happens is, you know, like I said, we have these seven centers within the body, the seven chakras, and then there's hundreds of other little mini chakras like that extend out from it. If something happens that blocks the energy flow, it doesn't go away completely, but you know it will slow you down. It will make you like not feel as good. You might feel depression. You might feel sickness. You might feel disease. You might, you know, you feel out of balance. You know, you hear people say all the time, something just doesn't feel right. Or I feel tired, or I feel whatever. That is all a manifestation of being out of alignment in one way or another. Mm-hmm. So basically you want to always be doing what you can to keep yourself. It's just basically being balanced, you know, and making positive choices so that you can function and stay active.
Absolutely. So how much training have you had thus far?
You know, I really, in certain modalities, like 3 or 4 years, like the Reiki has been like 4 years, and there's another modality that I do called Rising Star, and that's 2 years. The neurolinguistic programming that I just got certified in, that's more recent. But it really is the kind of thing where, like you said before, it's kind of like something you're born with, and it's always been my nature. It's just been, you know, a lot of what I do is intuition and intuitively based. So that aspect of it, you know, I've been me my whole life, and I've been, you know, the way I am my whole life. But the actual modalities, 4 years was the first training that I ever received. And it's the kind of thing where, you know, it's almost like you flip a switch with this stuff. It's not like karate, you know, where you study it over a multitude of years and you increase in levels. Some of this stuff, you know, you do get better as you go along, as we all do, just because you get more comfortable with who you are. But once you learn it, you learn it, which is cool.
Absolutely. So tell me, how do you use it personally? I mean, I know, you know, you was explaining that the reasons why you started gaining your interest in it, but how do you use it for your personal use?
Well, I use it all the time because obviously we always, you know, we're always experiencing life. I mean, life is ups and downs and all around. So, you know, it's really been helpful for me to always help keep myself grounded and to know where I'm coming from, you know, why I'm doing things, what I'm doing, you know, and with relationships, with businesses, with everything. It's also, you know, it's very handy to know how to do this work. Like, say, if you, sounds crazy, but if you get hurt, you know, the mind is extremely powerful, and, you know, it's the difference between a very serious injury and a minor injury that heals itself very quickly. I think that if you're aware of the power of healing, you can kind of, it sounds nuts, but I know it because I've done it, you can really, really speed up the healing process. So if you are injured or if you are sick, the recovery is like very, very, very sped up when you use it.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, like, if I was interested in, you know, partaking in this, would the training, like, intimidate me, or would it, like, slowly progress me into it? Like, because I'm always curious, like, about anything new that I'm trying. So my fear is, like, being pushed or having the person that's teaching has, like, these high expectations. So
right.
The process for you, like, what is it, something that people should be intimidated by, or something that's a slow progression?
I don't think that anyone should be intimidated by it in any means, because that's what's so great about all of this is the fact that, you know, if you're with a good teacher, if you're with the right person, they acknowledge the fact that this is something that everybody is entitled to do. You know, we're all entitled to heal. You know, we're all entitled to give. We're all entitled to be positive. So the teachers and the training should always be coming from that place of, you know, they're usually so grateful to be able to teach someone anything that's going to help them, that you would never be, I mean, I would hope that you would never be in a situation where you would be intimidated by it. And if you were, then, you know, that would not be coming from the teacher. That would be coming from the student. Like, you know, we sometimes feel fear because, you know, and we blame it on the teacher. Like, oh, the teacher made me feel blah, blah, blah. And I know, because I've done it. Like, I remember doing it in high school, and I've done it even recently where I'm like, that lady made me feel stupid. And it's like, no, the lady didn't make me feel stupid. I let myself feel stupid. So,
right.
You know, it's like, if you're there and you want to learn, I would think, I can't speak for you or anyone that wants to learn because, you know, that's your experience, not mine.
Right.
But, you know, mm-hmm. It's not an intimidating thing. It's easy. It's so simple, and it's so it comes from such a loving, positive place that it's really hard. It's not like learning, like, how to play football, you know, where someone's like, throw the ball further. It's nothing like that. It's very, very nurturing and positive, and you really can't do anything wrong, which is what is so great about it. There is no wrong when it comes to this kind of work. There's no right and wrong, which takes away a lot of pressure.
And that's a good point. And knowing that myself, like, hey, I'm blaming people for the things that, you know, I need to look at myself at. But I don't know, it's so hard to break that habit. Because I went to take a yoga class, and I'm just like, I can't do that. You know, that's too much. This is my first class. And she was like, you can do it. Come on. And I'm like, don't pressure me. No.
Right, right. But, well, and, you know, and that happens all the time. And just today I was having coffee with somebody, and he was like, well, you know what Henry Ford said, right? And I was like, yeah, but I can't remember it right now. And basically he said, you know, if you think you can't do something, you probably can't. So, I just totally got that wrong. But basically the gist of it is, I'm like, I don't remember. I don't know what Henry Ford said, but I know what he means. And he means that you're the one who creates the limitations for yourself. So if you tell yourself you can't do something, it's probably not true. You can only not do it because you said you can't do it. You know, it's like you can. It's just, do you want to let yourself or not let yourself do it? And so, and I know I have done it so many, you know, when I was a kid, I was like the worst athlete in the world because I was like, I can't kick a soccer ball. I can't hit a baseball. And it was like me saying that I couldn't do all of this stuff. And I guarantee you, if I had come from a place of not being afraid of failing, I totally could. I could hit a baseball. I could run a mile in 10 minutes. I could. It was just because I told myself I couldn't before I even tried.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a good point. And, you know, you're hitting a lot of good points, which, you know, shows me that you're really in tuned with, you know, spiritually. And I love that. You know, I need a lot more of Katie surrounding me, seriously, to keep me in check. So tell me, do you need to have, like, any type of, like, qualifications to take these classes, or you can just go in as you are?
You don't necessarily need, I mean, to take the classes, no. I mean, anyone can take these classes anytime they want to. They happen all over the place. They happen all over the city all the time. There's all kinds of practitioners that do things. There's a place called the Meta Center. There's a place called the Open Center. I believe there's a place called the Alignment Center, but I've never been there. But there's a lot of these places around where you can sign up for classes. And, you know, you just go and you take them. I did a lot of my training with one specific person who happened to be my practitioner first. But there's, you can find access to all of this, like, all around. It's all over New York, especially, but all over the country, really. There's people that do this kind of work everywhere. And, you know, you just find the right one that speaks to you, and, you know, you just go for it.
Right. So this winter, you have, like, some workshops that you're beginning. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I do. I have a few workshops that that I've been developing, and The one that I'm very excited about doing is this thing that I've created called Love the Skin You're In. And the concept behind that is that, you know, it's pretty much everything I've been talking about in a nutshell. You in order to, you know, live a happy life, you know, we all want to be happy. And basically, you know, the truth is that happiness comes from within, not from external stuff. So, you know, like, there's all these people out there that want all of these things, right? They want a relationship. They want a job. They want a blah, blah, blah. They think that that's going to be the answer. But the real answer is coming from yourself. So this workshop is designed to, and you know, maybe I haven't done it yet, so I don't know. It might speak more to women than men. I have no idea because it's not happened yet, so I'm not sure what the reaction will be. But there's so much pressure out there to be things and do things that, you know, this workshop is designed to get you back into yourself and what it is that makes you who you are so that you're comfortable with who you are. And then once that happens, then all that other stuff just comes. But it's, you know, people are always looking for, like, I don't understand why, blah, blah, blah. And, or, you know, I want this or I want that. And when you go back to yourself, all of a sudden you realize that you're the answer, not anyone else, and you can create everything, all that other stuff, after you work on yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, just being comfortable with who you are. And in order to do that, you kind of got to look at yourself a little more closely and figure out what will help you do that. So that's what this workshop's about.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Like, man in the mirror. Love it.
Yeah, it is kind of like man in the mirror. And it's like, you know, it's funny. My one of my teachers, this guy, Derek O'Neill, he loves Michael Jackson and he loves man in the mirror. And I do too. But it's really, you know, I know from my own standpoint, from my own experience that, and I, like I said, I went through a lot of that. Like, you know, I had eating disorders. I took diet pills. I did everything under the sun to try and make myself be something that was going to make me happy because it would make someone else happy. And in the long run, what really fixes, it doesn't fix it, but the solution I found was when I started to take care of myself, when I really believed in myself, when I was proud of myself, then I could, you know, they say, like, you're supposed to be able to, not be able to, but, you know, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. And it's like, that's the cheesiest thing in the world. It feels so uncomfortable to, like, look at yourself. And sometimes it's hard to look at yourself in the mirror. And mm-hmm. it was very hard for me to do that. And as an actress, I mean, my God, it's even worse because there's always a mirror in front of you. And I could not do it. And, you know, until I could get to the point where I actually could look at myself in the mirror and have no problems whatsoever because I was so comfortable and I was so at ease with myself, I had a lot of issues that it was hard for me. So it really is like, you know, the man in the mirror, that's you, and you want that to be the best you can be because that's what you're working with.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your blog, Sick Bitch.
Sick Bitch, yes. Well, Sick Bitch has gone on many a journey, and it's funny. I started that blog because, well, I thought of the character a long time ago, and it started out as a more like a joke, and it started out kind of like a Bridget Jonesy type thing because not that I'm perfect now, but I was a big old mess, and I just felt like a lot of times people would even say, oh, my God, you remind me of Bridget Jones. Like, she was just so messed up. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so, you know. And it was like the things that were happening to me were so ridiculously silly that I was like, I'm going to write this blog. And someone told me, someone called me Sick Bitch. And I was like, yeah, I am a little crazy. So I thought of this thing. And it started out, like, silly. And then it's progressed now to where it's more of a story. It's a blog about healing and kind of being empowered with who you are. And, you know, I always say that the point of it now is that the things that we think are our greatest downfalls are actually our best assets. And so, you know, once upon a time, it was always like, oh, my boobs are too big, and I'm too short, and I'm too blah, 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 and I'm, you know, and it was always a negative. And then, you know, all of a sudden, one day, you wake up and go, but hey, you know what, that's who I am, and that's what makes me me, and I'm actually really awesome. You know, we're all awesome, but we don't always feel that way. You know, we're always nitpicking on the things that we don't like, but the things that we don't like, that's because someone else told us once upon a time it wasn't good. But it's actually the thing that makes you who you are. So that's what the blog is about. And it's funny because when I first thought of the name Sick Bitch, you know, it's on like Urban Dictionary or whatever. There's a bunch of definitions up there. And when we thought of it, when I think it was with my uncle. I have this gay uncle who's hilarious. And we thought of it. And it was like a funny thing. And, you know, at that point, it was like a sick bitch, a person who drinks too much, like sick bitch, a crazy, you know, like a crazy person, like all of this negative stuff. But it also means something incredibly awesome. It means like fierce. It's like got all these positive connotations, too. So that's why I love the title. And I've thought about not keeping it, but it's so great because I think that that's like the story with all of us. Like we have a choice whether mm-hmm. it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. And if we just choose for it to be a good thing, then we're all sparkling and shining and, you know, honoring ourselves. But we're the ones that make the choice to say whether it's a positive or a negative. So that's what the blog is about. And like basically my experiences and, you know, some of the stories are really funny, but, you know, there's always kind of a little lesson in there, a positive little bit of morsel of something good so that, you know, you learn a little bit while you read it, but it's still pretty ridiculous. I mean, the stuff, it's still funny.
No, I love the title. When I first read your bio, I was cracking up. I was like, I love this. This is just too real.
It's fun. and it's silly, and it's like, you know, a lot of people have been like, oh, I don't know, is that like really the title? And I've gone back and forth and thinking, well, is that a good title or a bad title? But that's what's so great about it is, you know, I think that we could all, we all have two sides, you know, we all, it's not Jekyll and Hyde because it's not good and bad, but we all have, mm-hmm. we have a lot of layers to us. We're, none of us are one note, you know, none of us are just one thing. Even if you're, you know, if you're even going by what you do, you know, if you're a mother, you're not just a mother. You're like a whole bunch of things. You're not just, you know, a wife. You're not just, you know, and like, you're not tall. You're not short. You're not fat. You're not thin. You're like all kinds of things. And so that's why I think it's really neat is that we're all so many things that it's so nice to honor that. That there's like all of these different colors and variations to us, and that's what makes us all special, you know.
Mhm. That's so true. So, do you have any like future plans or any future projects or anything that you have coming up that you'll like to share with our audience tonight?
Well, everything is in developmental stages right now because we thought the world was going to end. So, you know, I didn't plan anything. No, it's 2013 is going to be a very, very big, big year of a lot of great things. And the blog Sick Bitch is it's actually a stage show that's been in development for a while. And 2013 is the year to get that off its feet. And that, you know, I try to explain it to people and, you know, when I was a kid, I was in love with Bette Midler and I was like obsessed with her. And so it's kind of like a tribute to something that she would do where it's got a lot of different things going on and it's fun and it's not just like a, you know, a sob story at all. It's like, you know, I always said it was like a combination between like Bette Midler and like a RuPaul drag show. Like it's just like fun. You know, I just want it to be fun and bright. So there's that, and then I've got these workshops that I'm going to be developing, and you know I have my neurolinguistic programming certification now. So I am going to be opening an actual practice, like a proper advertised practice doing all of this work, so then offering neurolinguistics and the healing that I haven't up until now. It's just been kind of word of mouth through friends. The website will be launched in January also, and that's liveyoursoulnow.com. So that'll all be up and running in January, like by the middle of January, and then I'll be, you know, practicing full time and, you know, taking anyone that's ever interested in learning or experiencing or trying any of the things I have to offer.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. Now, where are you going to be stationed at?
I am in Chelsea. I'm in Chelsea, New York.
Okay.
So, and I travel. I can go, you know, I will travel to homes, and then I will have an office space that's sort of like a, you know, a temporary, it's a shared office space with a bunch of different practitioners, but that'll also be in the Chelsea area. And, you know, very convenient, you know.
Right.
Like lots of subways down in the, you know, Chelsea's great because there's so many trains around 23rd Street, you know, any of the 23rd
Street.
Oh,
that's doable. Yeah. For me. I can't wait till January. So where can people, like go to stay in tune with you in terms of like, you know, when all your projects are completed and you're ready to launch it, where can they go to stay in tune with you? Like, I know you have Facebook.
I have Facebook. There is a page. There's a Facebook page, Live Your Soul Now. There's a page for that. The website, which is not my web designer has gone off to Australia for a very long holiday, so she hasn't been around, but she'll be back. So as of January, that will be up and running. LiveYourSoulNow.com will be up. I do have my own Facebook page, which, you know, people could always find me there. And I have a website for my acting and voiceover work, which is katiekozlowski.com. If anyone was looking for me now, before the website is up, you can absolutely go there. That it's just my name, katiekozlowski.com, and there's a website, email address, and so you can, you know, anyone could track me down there if they're interested. And eventually the two websites will be linked, so, you know, you'll be able to hop from one, you know, my personal website will take you to the healing website and vice versa. So it's all there. The blog is iamsickbitch.blogspot.com, and that's also linked from the website. You know, they're all, you know how web designers do now.
Yes.
They're amazing. Everything is all, like, hooked in somehow. It's amazing. So it's all easily findable.
Absolutely. Now, we have a lot of people that listen to our show that are on Twitter. So I do believe you also have a Twitter page as well. So we want to make sure
let
people know. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what it is, though. I told you what it was, and I don't remember because I don't use it.
Definitely. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to look for that, and I'm definitely going to give everybody that before the show is over so everyone can stay in tune with Katie, because I want to make sure that they do. Also, we'll give you guys all the updates as they come to me on Katie so you can also stay in tune. But like everyone says that come on the show, celebrity or not, Google her. And she'll come right up. So, Katie, give them the spelling of your last name so people can get it right.
It is, obviously, my first name is Katie. That's not so hard. K-A-T-I-E. And my last name is K-O-Z-L-O-W-S-K-I. And that's my website address as well. You can find me there. And you can also find me, if you looked for me on Facebook, you could find me there also. You can send me messages there, and my email address is the same thing, katie@katiekozlowski.com. You can also email me there if you have questions, or Facebook, Twitter when I find it. I want to say it's something silly, and I should just make a new one.
No. I'm going to actually find it, and I'm going to send it to you because I also have it as well, and I don't know why, you know, it's not all coming up right now, but I'll definitely keep everyone in tune, and when I go on tomorrow, I will give out that information again. How we like to do things, Katie, is, like, from this point on, we're family. So that's just to say that, you know, once everything is all in place, we need all of the info so we can help promo it along the way.
Absolutely.
So,
well, and I am more than happy to answer any questions ever about anything. I love talking about this stuff. I love helping people find, you know, ways to get done whatever they need to get done. And, you know, I'm very well connected in the healing community as well, and I know all kinds of practitioners for just about anything that you would ever need, and they all come, you know, highly recommended by me because I've experienced them. So, you know, that sort of information as well, if anyone ever wants to know about any modality that I don't do that they're interested in, you know, that as well. I'm like very, very happy to help in any way I can.
Absolutely. So we will be following up with you in 2013 so we can see you know, the grand opening. Again, we have a lot of people. We have 32K listeners in a five-month period. So it's only going to get better from here. So by the time everything all launches, we'll have even more listeners. So we're going to keep them, you know, updated for, you know, your business and all that you're doing at all times. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, again, we're family, and I thank you so much, Katie, for taking the time
absolutely.
To – like, just even help me tonight, believe it or not. You know, like
aww,
you said, everyone
yeah.
has that energy to, you know, and can touch someone in a profound way. And I thank you because, you know, sometimes you need to be, you know, you need to be pulled back.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, we all need to be reminded that, you know, that we all have the ability to do all of this stuff. It's so easy, you know, to be kind of not in the driver's seat. And to feel kind of, you know, just down and like maybe we're not in control and we're getting kind of beaten up. And you know, life's not meant to be like that. It's meant to be enjoyed and, you know, there's always an answer for everything. So, you know, if there's something you're, that will make you happy, you can find it. And if there's a change that you can make, you can do it. And, you know, we're always getting better. And as long as you're getting better, you know, that's what you want. That's, you know, that's all you can ask for, is that you just keep, you know, we just keep going and growing. And you know, I love that aspect of my life, that, you know, that I was able to find that. And so, you know, I love being able to share it with other people, because we forget, you know, life is complicated and busy, and, you know, it's easy to not remember that, but, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Yay.
To remind
so I think I found your Twitter. I think is your name Katie underscore and your last name.
I don't know.
Are you in a picture with a little doggy on Twitter? Do you remember?
This is so funny.
Well, yeah, we're going to figure this out, guys.
We'll figure it out, because I obviously don't use Twitter that much. I think I sent it to you in a link.
You did,
I don't even
know why I cannot find that thing right now. But, again, I'll have all the info up for you guys, and Katie will be on our recommendation list and everything for my website. So we'll definitely have it all squared away by January. I have no idea why I can't find it right now, but we definitely have
I don't
all
think,
Katie's.
I mean, it's so funny. I'm like, I don't know what the dog looks like. I don't think that that's mine. I think mine is like KTKO something, I think. I know I sent it to you, and
did.
I will find it. And
yes,
I
and
need
I even
to learn.
Tweeted
I need
it.
A lesson in Twitter. Who wants to who wants to give me a lesson in Twitter? Because I don't know how to use it, obviously. I'm like, I'm 33, and I'm like, I don't know how it works.
I just learned myself, Katie, so it's okay.
Right. I mean, and there's like a way to link Twitter to Facebook, I guess. And,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
I will learn. Yeah, I'll learn all of that. I'm, you know, it's like I haven't done the fitter. And I can't speak English. The Twitter, the Twitter age, but Facebook. You know, I'm all over Facebook. So, and I love my Facebook, and I do post. And I'm going to start doing it from my business page, from the Live Your Soul Now page instead of my personal page. You know, I've been posting messages and, like, you know, little nuggets of information or little nuggets of positivity on a sort of a daily basis. I've been doing that, and that's just for my own friends and you know, people that I know. But, you know, if anyone wants to get those, you know, add me, find the page, like the page, and, you know, I'm going to keep doing that, because it amazes me how many people I run into. They stop me in the city if I see them and I haven't seen them in years. They're like, oh, my gosh, I've been following you on Facebook, and I love your posts. And so I'm going to keep doing that, because I guess people like it.
Yes, they definitely do. And Katie also has a YouTube page for all my YouTubers. Go subscribe to her page. It's the Katie, KOZZZZ. So that's four Zs all
right.
The way across the board. So definitely
that's right,
stay
and
tuned.
I don't know. There might be some things going up, you know. I'm doing more and more of this kind of work, and, you know, I'm doing more and more interviews and writing and things like that. And, you know, I'm a big fan of, like, Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer and all of those people. And, you know, I learn from them. And so if I learn from them, and then I can share and people can learn from me, and you know, I kind of think of myself as the translator, because some of those people are a little bit, I don't want to call them archaic, but they're not as hip as me. So I'm like the translator, you know, they say it in like their speak, and then I turn it into more like fun talk for everybody else that wants to have a good time and have a laugh, or, you know, and not be as serious, but still know what's up. You know, that's kind of what I think of myself as.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are the best, and I love your energy. And I can't wait till January to get the rest of all your info so I can help, you know, promote your business and, you know, keep everybody in tune. And I do come across all type of directors and stuff of that nature, I would definitely keep you in mind. So, you know, this is how family moves and works, and this is what we do on the Intune Show. We keep people in tune with each other. So it's just a growing process for everybody.
Absolutely. And we'll, you know, we'll find another time. We'll talk about something. We'll talk about neurolinguistics or, you know, I just finished a 6-week kettlebell training boot camp. And so I've learned all about the way the body works. And, you know, I, not that I was fat before, but I was like a size 8 and I went to a size 4 in 2 months. And, you know,
what?
So I learned a lot about, I learned, yeah, it's totally doable.
I want that plan.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll talk about that sometime too, because that's all kind of entwined in the same thing, because your mind and your body are connected. So
mm-hmm.
if you want to change your body, you change your mind too. You can't just, you know, stop eating like M&Ms and think that that's going to be enough. It's like the whole thing works together. And if you can get your mind in sync with what it is that you want and what's going on and why you're doing it, it will change so much faster, and it'll stay. It won't come back, which is so cool. So that is another thing that I've learned about, which, you know, we'll talk about that sometime, because it's
definitely
something else people would love to know about.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Katie. I look forward to staying in touch with you. And thanks for sharing all that energy and awesomeness with us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. It is what I love to do. And happy winter solstice and not end of life, because
right.
We survived Mayan apocalypse. So, you know, here we are.
Definitely. So you have a great every holiday everything, because I don't like to be general with holiday terms. You know, I never know people's beliefs and culture. So happy everything to
holidays.
You, Katie.
Thank you so much. Happy everything to you, too.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so that was Katie. She's so awesome. Again, guys, I searched through my email. I know she took the time to send it to me, and I'm definitely going to figure that all out and give that info to you guys. I want to thank you all for tuning in to listen to my interview with Katie. For all those who tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, stay in tune to, you know, Katie, and she's doing a big thing, and she has great energy, which is awesome for a healing person. And for all those who's interested in Reiki, which Miss P really isn't, but, you know, I'm always curious about things. You never know. Maybe one day I'll wake up and I want to put my hands over you and warm you up or something. I don't know. I love holistic healing. I love when you can do things that your body is meant to do in a positive way. So for all those that are looking for that type of format for yourself in terms of, you know, mental, environmental stress and things of that nature, which we all go through, like Katie said, on a daily basis, definitely look for a practitioner in your area and check them out. You never know. This may change your life forever. And the next thing you know, I'll be interviewing you about your healing hands. Until tomorrow, guys, stay in tune, because we want to stay in tune with you. Before I let you go, I want you guys to check out the new song that's, like, you know, pumping up here in New York. It's by C.R. Bundy featuring T.S.U. Rose, and it's called Stun Gun. Enjoy, babies, and have a good night.
You're going to be okay, kid. You're going to be okay.
My money playing catch up to my ego. My bedroom like a circus, yeah, freak show. My talent navigating through this smoke. 99 bottles of beer, only one left, let's go, let's go. My money playing catch up to my ego. My bedroom like a circus, yeah, freak show. My talent navigating through this smoke. 99 bottles of beer, only one left, let's
early
go,
morning,
let's go.
Late night, perfecting these words, I was like, so let's get checked like a pair of Nikes. I hit a beat, I eat it on sight with the force of a dynamite. Stay with a bad chick that blows just like dynamite. My flow is like spawn with a Spartan. Going one on one with the Isaac Jordans. Equivalent to a coffin. Career when I die young. I got verbal abortions. And I give them out often. Even though it ain't apparent like an orphan. So please proceed with caution. I was made to ball small, then my buzz is bugging. That's why these haters trying to spray off. I hit the booth and I burn ish. Ate off. Lyrical jabs that create the space to get the J off. Only room for women on my Insta. Stay off.
Money playing catch up to my ego. My bedroom like a circus, yeah, freak show. My talent navigating through this smoke. 99 bottles of beer, only one left, let's go, let's go. My money playing catch up to my ego. My bedroom like a circus, yeah.
Work y'all niggas, I don't need y'all money. Betting for fun, cup in the rum, now I'm feeling so numb. Juicy her fruit while I'm chewing her gum. During you're over, exploring your roots. Restoring recordings, so call me the truth.